Good morning, Butler Elementary students. My name is Courtney Christopher Reddy, and I teach music at Conequenessing Elementary School, Summit Elementary School, and even a few classes at Northwest Elementary School.
Hello and good morning, everyone. This is Carrie Persichini. I am the music teacher at McQuistion Elementary and Center Avenue Community School. Hi, students.
Let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today our objective is to make music at home with whatever you have at home.
Hey, Mrs. Christopher Reddy, sad story I got to tell you. My son was hit by a drum kit the other day.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
The doctor says he has percussion.
Aww.
Hey, we love being in our music classes at school, and we love playing music together in our school community and having fun. We want to be able to introduce to you some ways that you can make musical instruments at home, play music, and sing so that you can create a musical experience in your home. Many musical instruments can be made with items from your recycle bin. Students, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to get an item that you can use as a drum. This is going to take a quick brainstorm, and you might need to make a fast decision. Maybe you're eating your breakfast now, and you could use your peanut butter jar as a drum. Please grab that. Maybe you have some empty Cool Whip containers, empty buckets, coffee mugs, or an empty tin can. Maybe you would like to use drumsticks with your drum. You could use pencils, rulers, chopsticks, or paint stir sticks. All of those would be good as drumsticks for your drum. But remember, drumsticks are optional, and if you don't have time, you can always just use your hands to play your drum. I will now give you a quick minute to gather a recycled item to use for a drum.
Were they delicious?
Oh, no. Now I'm looking for some drums for my pet chicken. Get it? Chicken? Drumsticks?
I hope you are now back with your drum in hand. I wish I could see all the ways that students have found to be creative with an item from home to use as a drum. If you are using the drum as a hand drum, that is, you are using your hands instead of drumsticks, then flip your item so you have a flat surface on the top. If you have some drumsticks, such as pencils, the rim can be used with the drumsticks that you have. I do not advise using chicken drumsticks. We're going to put on some music for you next. I want you to experiment with different sounds. Could you play steady beats on the top of your drum? They would sound like this. This is if I use pencils on a coffee can. The coffee can is made of plastic. I can also do steady beats on the side of the drum. Then I get a different sound. I can try the rim of the drum. all those sounds were made with both of my drumsticks hitting the drum at the same time. I can also alternate. Alternating means I'm going to take turns, left and right, left and right. So let's try taking turns. Steady beat on top. Here's steady beat, taking turns on the side. And try the rim. Another good thing to do whenever you play music and use your drum is just improvise. When we use the word improvise, it means make up sounds you like. Make up some rhythms that could match the music. And the great thing about improvising is it's all about you. Your improvising will sound different than someone else's. So let's try it with a fun song. Let's try to play some steady beats, and let's also improvise with our drum. Let's go.
Welcome to Zootopia.
With music. Do you have to use the music that I chose? No. Put on music that you choose, music that you'd like. Have fun with it. We feel our best whenever we're being creative and we're making music. So go for it. That was just an example to get you started. Please don't let it end there. Take your instrument, play it with some music that you enjoy. I hope it gets your brain thinking about using common recycled items or household goods as musical instruments. Can you think of some ways that you might make a shaker? A shaker is a musical instrument that makes sounds when you shake it.
something small, you will need something small inside of a container that can move around and make noise. Do you think of any ways that you could make a shaker? How about a water bottle with a lid? And you put rice inside using a funnel. What if you took a milk jug and you placed some popcorn kernels inside and put the lid back on and you shook it? Would that be a good shaker? I think it would. Now, what about some ways you could use items at home to make a string instrument? Here's a great place to start. Rubber bands. Can you think of ways to use rubber bands you might have to make music? You are only limited by your own imagination, and I hope your imagination has no limits. I would like to encourage you to use this as a time to experiment with different sounds you can make and instruments you might invent. The sky is the limit. Use your imagination.
Speaking of using your imagination, we're going to do some imagining with our next activity. We will pretend that we're different animals. I'm going to read and sing the book, The Very Busy Spider by Eric Carle. You might remember reading this book before, or you might even remember singing along with it in music class with me. In this story, the spider was so focused on spinning her web that when her animal friends called out for her to go play, she didn't even answer them. Have you ever been so focused on a task like that before? How did it turn out? I hope your hard work and focus paid off in a great finished product. Now let's act out this story together. So take a minute and find a place where you can move without bumping into anything and still hear the radio. There are many animals in this book, so you can try to move like all of them. When an animal calls out to the spider, you can make that animal sound and move too. Let's practice. The horse said, "Neigh, neigh." Could you do it? Well, let's get started. Here is Eric Carle's The Very Busy Spider, incorporating Linda Aldstedt's song, The Spider Didn't Answer. Early one morning, the wind blew a spider across the field. A thin, silky thread trailed from her body. The spider landed on a fence post near a farmyard and began to spin a web with her silky thread. The horse said,
"Nay,
nay, nay." Want to go for a ride?
Spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The cow said,
"Moo, moo."
Want to eat some grass?
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The sheep said,
"Bah,
bah, bah."
Want to run in the meadow?
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The goat said,
"Yeah, yeah."
Want to jump on the rock?
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer.
The pig said, "Want to roll in the mud?"
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The dog said, "Want to go chase a cat?"
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The cat said,
meow, meow.
Want to take a nap?
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The duck said,
quack, 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 quack.
Want to go for a swim?
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer. She was busy spinning her web.
The rooster said, want to catch a pesky fly? And the spider caught the fly in her web, just like that. The owl said, who built this beautiful web?
The spider didn't answer. The spider didn't answer.
She had fallen asleep.
Because it had been a very, very busy day. The end.
Great story, Mrs. Christopheretti. If you are curious, here are the items I used for the animal sound effect. The horse was a different size lid I had from the top of glass jars. The cow was rubber bands that are stretched over a cake pan. The sheep was a childproof lid on a vitamin container. So those ridges that stop kids from opening are what makes the sound. The goat sound was a pencil inside of a canister. The pig sound, I took an egg carton, I stretched a rubber band long ways over the length of the egg carton. It stretched pretty tight. And in that room on the top of the egg carton, I can pluck my rubber band string and make those sounds. The dog sound. It's a 64-ounce juice container, and I have small twigs inside. For the cat sound, I used a Gatorade that was a 20-ounce Gatorade, and I put some popcorn inside, you know, popcorn seeds that I haven't popped yet. For the duck, it's an empty soap dispenser pump. So whenever I press down the pump, all that's coming out is air, and it makes a sound. For the rooster, I used a paper towel tube with my voice, and that was the sound of the rooster. And then the last one for the owl, I used a 2-liter Pepsi bottle, and I put dry rice inside. So these are just my ideas. I know that you're going to have way more ideas, and you're going to get creative with anything that you have at your house. Please, we want you to use your imagination, and you might be surprised where it can take you.
Thanks for making music with us today. This is just a quick reminder that parents and students can access the student assignments and the teacher office hours on the Butler Area School District website.
If you have not received an email from your child's school with the assignments, please contact your classroom teacher or the principal.
Thank you for listening.